And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 11th of May, 2009. It's the birthday of the man who wrote, "Come on in here, come on in here, Alexander's Ragtime Band, come on in here, it's the best band in the land. They can play a bugle call like you never heard before, so natural that you want to go to war. That's just the bestest band, what am, my honey lamb." Irving Berlin, born Israel Balin in Russia, 1888. Irving Berlin also wrote for his wife, who had died, "All alone, I'm so all alone, there is no one else but you, all alone by the telephone, waiting for a ring, a ring-a-ling. I'm all alone every evening, all alone feeling blue, wondering where you are and how you are and if you are all alone too." Irving Berlin wrote more than 1,500 songs, including "Putting on the Ritz," "God Bless America," "White Christmas," "There's No Business Like Show Business." Irving Berlin, who said, "After you get what you want, you don't want it." It's the birthday of the painter Salvador Dali, born in Figueres, Spain, in 1904. He was a surrealist, influenced by the theories of Freud, made what he called hand-painted dream photographs, distorted human figures, limp pocket watches, burning giraffes. He was a born performer, relished an audience, and he found that audience in America when he moved here in 1940. He was an unmistakable figure with a perfectly waxed, upturned mustache and always a cane and a cape. He was a master publicist, especially of himself, Salvador Dali, who said, "In order to acquire a growing and lasting respect in society, it is a good thing, if you possess great talent, to give, early in your youth, a very hard kick to the right shin of the society that you love. After that, be a snob." And it's the anniversary of the printing of the first book in the year 868. Wang Chia printed the Diamond Sutra, a Buddhist scripture, on a 16-foot scroll using wood blocks. It was discovered in Turkestan in 1900 among 1,000 bundles of manuscripts walled up in one of the caves of the 1,000 Buddhas. Here's a poem for today by Larry Levis, the oldest living thing in L.A. "At Wilshire and Santa Monica, I saw an opossum trying to cross the street. It was late, the street was brightly lit. The opossum would take a few steps forward, then back away from the breath of moving traffic. People coming out of the bars would approach as if to help it somehow. It would lift its black lips and show them the reddened gums, the long rows of incisors, teeth that went all the way back, beyond the flames of Troy and Carthage, beyond sheep grazing rock-strewn hills, fragments of ruins in the grass at San Vitale. It would back away, delicately and smoothly, stepping carefully, as it always had. It could mangle someone's hand in 20 seconds, mangle it for good. It could sever it completely from the wrist in 40. There was nothing to be done for it. Someone or other, probably, called the LAPD, who then called animal control, who woke a driver, who then dressed in mailed gloves, the kind of thing small knights once wore into battle, who gathered together his pole with a noose on the end, a light steel net to snare it with, someone who hoped the thing would have vanished by the time he got there." A poem by Larry Levis, the oldest living thing in L.A., from The Selected Levis, published by University of Pittsburgh Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. Gift subscriptions are available at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Betsy Allister and Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.